He went to go interview an intern.
Potential.
Yeah. I don't know.
Other.
Let's just talk like that.
Is that
like
a sandwich? You ordering a sandwich?
The gods must be crazy. You ever seen that?
No, not yet.
It's like an old film where like they all worship a Coke bottle.
What?
Like this random tribe.
Weird.
I don't know if it's a true story or if it was like a mockumentary. I don't remember.
The but gods must be crazy.
There's two of them. Part one and part two. Hey,
well,
I know
I'm
what it was.
I'm guessing it wasn't real then. Yeah.
I think I know what it was.
I don't know. Look it up.
I am.
Well, here we go.
I have to start over.
Uh-oh.
It's not my fault. Well, it is, but I don't want to admit it.
What happened?
Nothing.
Okay. The do-over.
Hey, watch this.
Life is an education, and if you're older, you're smarter. I just believe that. If you're in an argument with somebody and they're older than you, you should listen to them. It doesn't mean they're right. It means that even if they're wrong, their wrongness is rooted in more information than you have. They've been here longer. If you're older, you're smarter. How many people here by applause are 45 or older? 45 or older applaud.
Toppy is now.
That's about 60 people out of 2,400. Here's the interesting thing. There's way more. I can see you. There's so many more, but they didn't clap. Why? Because they're smart. They're sitting in the dark going, I don't have to clap. I don't have to do anything. And they're right. You know why? Because never identify yourself. Never. Are you crazy? You don't know why I'm asking. How do you know what I'm... Okay, burn them all. Burn everybody over 45. How do you know what I'm doing? Drinking fountains are shorter than they used to be. The swings on the playground don't even fit me anymore. Fuck off. Know what I'm supposed to believe in the next grade. Write it 100 times.
Aha! It is the Migs Cast!
Whoa!
Steve Migs here with my good friend Top Joe!
Yeah!
The birthday boy! Yeah. The mighty Reverend Enfuego is currently interviewing an intern, so he'll be in a few minutes after he scares that person off.
What's her name? Potential.
I think it's a boy this time.
Nah, damn it.
It's Corey. I know. Corey is his name?
Yeah.
Corey Taylor from Slipknot?
Yeah.
Yes!
That would be so sick if he was our intern. Although, we'd ask him to do something, he'd be like, hey, bro, F off. Yeah. Like, come on, man, you're an intern. I don't give an F. Cool. I guess you pass. Everybody's favorite Mono Nick right over there.
Yo.
Lots of fun stuff to talk about. Props to Louis C.K. Yet another reason why so many people consider him to be one of the best comics out there. He just delivers every single time. Perfect for today being that Toppy is now a few hours over the age of 45.
No, not yet.
Well,
2 p.m.
Let's do this.
I'm gonna regret right now.
Nick, you trying to figure it out?
Yeah, I haven't heard this in years.
Jam of the week, Blink 182. Oh. When they became a little bit more mature. Feeling this.
This is on like take off your pants and jacket.
No, this one's off of that album after it.
Oh, okay.
The album after.
What's that, Stevie? The self-titled album. Yes. Yeah, with the circle face thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And they broke up.
And then they broke up, and then they got back together, and now they're playing without Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame them, man. Tom sounds kind of like a douche right now.
Yeah.
From all the interviews I've read.
And not in a good way.
No, he's just being douchey. He's like, I quit the band. And they're like, well, he quit the band. We got a new member. I never said I quit the band.
Yeah,
you did.
I just said I didn't want to perform.
Right.
Or write songs.
Like, just say, I don't want to be with these guys. It's like, he wants to break up with a girl, but he doesn't want any other guys to bang her.
Yeah.
So it's like, I broke up with you, but I really didn't.
That's perfect, yeah.
It makes no sense. I only went with the song because, well, this whole name change thing, I'm feeling it, baby.
I'm loving it.
Feels good.
Again,
I've been enjoying it. It's been fun to watch how it's evolved on the BJ Shea Morning Experience. Many things that I did not expect to happen have been happening, all because of a stupid name change of the podcast. Never know what's going to happen.
That's right. You ask and things happen.
It's been fun to watch the reaction of all the rockaholics, the Titanic douches. Hold on, I just want to jam for a second. Toppy, are you at all a fan of Blink-182?
Is that the tattooed drummer guy that got burned in the plane and all that?
I was a fan before him, though.
The other guy. Scott.
Oh, there was a life before that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Song Jersey?
I don't know. I can't think of any of their songs.
I think there was three or four albums. There was Cheshire Cat, there was Dude Ranch, and then there was one other one, Buddha.
Yep.
All before Travis Barker.
Dude Ranch was like kind of like the one, though, that put them on the map.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Damn It song.
Yep. And they had Alyssa Milano in the Josie video.
Oh, you had me at Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
I like this band.
It was amazing. They had a song all about Star Wars.
See?
That's cool.
And then they had a song about suicide.
Yes.
That's a downer.
That was a little later.
And then their parents breaking up. A song about that. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Called Stay Together for the Kids.
Yeah.
What was their biggest hit? How did it go?
Oh, man. What's My Age Again?
What's My Age Again?
I remember that one.
Yep.
How about... What the hell is the Adam song? How did that go?
I thought that was the Suicide
don't know that
song,
one.
Right?
Nah.
Was that the Suicide song?
Yeah.
That was a good song.
It was. It's so sad, though.
Like they
please tell
something.
Mom I'm sorry. I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah, it was a heavy song. Yeah. And it was like a big hit.
Yeah.
And like I think people were more fascinated by Who's Adam than like, why did you just release a single about suicide?
Right.
Like, it was more of an issue, like, well, who's this Adam person you're talking about?
Yeah, because they were, like, dick and fart jokes.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then it was like, here's Suicide.
Let me find the song. That way Toppy could get in on the mix, because
My God. I'm just nuclear today.
Oh, I was like, I didn't know if someone did
too much Coke? Coca-Cola?
No, too much, what is it called?
Chorizo?
Yeah, Stevie fed me chorizo this morning, and it's just eating a hole
I didn't know Stevie
in me.
Was Mexican.
Yeah, he is, apparently.
Nice.
Right. Hola.
So we got a fourth amigo.
Yeah, man.
Oh, here we go.
I don't
Adam
think
song.
I would qualify for that.
No, you are now. Just play it.
Hold on, guys. We have to hear about suicide in the form of a song.
Damn.
Everybody, I was feeling good until we played this song. It's a good song. The drumming is
this
awesome.
This sounds familiar.
Song.
Was it a radio song?
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this song.
Right, we'll just stop it there. We don't want to.
Yeah,
burn
I'm gonna start
else.
Crying, man.
That way,
seriously, I was already starting tears.
Rev just walked in.
Oh, man.
We'll
Nick's
save
tearing
him.
Up. Nick, we gotta play the song now.
Man.
We gotta play the
Rev,
song.
Give
now.
Nick a hug,
so
man. Give him a hug.
We're talking about suicide.
Wow.
That's so sad.
Nick,
it's horrible. This
I
is
know.
All...
I feel terrible doing this to you, but it's amazing that this song is pulling that kind of emotion out of you.
You know, suicide was a big part of my life.
All right, we'll stop then. How about this
not
one?
Not yours. At
least. Well, people in my life.
Yeah. Will this cheer you up?
I remember this one.
Yes.
I killed myself. I'm in Blinkity.
This is one of the best bands I've ever seen live.
Really?
They're amazing.
That was the chick factor.
Oh,
it's like a 311 meets Nickelback concert.
Nice.
Especially back when they were huge. I mean, we were all like in our 20s, so all the girls were all right around like that 19, 20-year-old range. And I mean, they should card girls that go to Blink-182 concerts because sometimes I've been there like side stage for when I worked at an EndFest back when I worked at the End, and girls are on people's shoulders just showing the breasts, and you don't know.
Yeah.
You're like, those are fantastic breasts from afar. I'm afraid if I get any closer that I might have to get arrested.
Yeah, see their braces, and you're like,
Hey, how'd the intern interview go? It seems like it went very fast.
Oh, yeah. He's an old fan of the show, and I mean...
So it was
so
a guy.
He's in.
Yeah. And it's basically to see if you show up and if you don't look like a homeless person.
Right.
That's the first. I'm not going to know anything until we start.
Yeah.
And so...
How far did he have to drive for this long interview?
Tacoma.
So he drove.
That's where he lives. So
you couldn't do the interview over the phone.
No, this part of it. Part of it is to see if you're willing to come up here and deal with the Seattle BS.
I respect that. Yeah. It took him probably a good hour to drive here to Seattle.
Yeah, he got here like a half hour early, too.
Okay, so let's just say like for
that's
the last
good.
Two hours, he's been like commuting or waiting.
Oh, probably,
to meet
yeah.
with you. Yeah. How long did the interview go?
I can't even say 15 minutes.
No, because we started 10 minutes ago, and you were walking down the hall to go talk to him.
Yeah, so probably about 8 minutes-ish.
Nice.
Yeah.
We should have brought him in here at least. We could have at least made it worth his time.
Well, it's worth his time.
Could have been part of his interview process.
Just to be able to be around your presence.
That's of course.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Well,
smell you.
I'm glad that it went well.
No, that's why we didn't do it in my booth. Because I was kind of ripe today.
Oh, man.
I made Nick almost gag at one point.
Yeah, I almost puked.
He came in at like he came in for the lukewarm topic to tell me what he wanted to say,
uh-huh.
and he got like I don't know 4 words into a sentence. He's like, "Ugh,
that bad."
Yeah,
it was bad.
I don't know why I wrote God's must.
Godsmack?
No,
God's
Musk.
Well, we were talking about the gods must be crazy.
That's it. Thank you.
A little bit ago.
Before we started the podcast, I don't know. I was making my gods must be crazy sounds. I was going. I was like, it'd be funny if we do the entire podcast like, and it goes over everybody's head.
Yeah.
If anyone's ever seen that film, you think that's the funniest thing you've ever heard. Okay, maybe not. So I was trying to explain it to Nick. Nick, did you find more information about the gods must be crazy?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's a documentary.
I thought it was a documentary about an African tribe that spoke and worshipped a Coke bottle.
Roger Ebert called it a comedy.
Okay, so
Wikipedia says it's a comedy, too.
Yeah.
Okay. 1980 South African
comedy.
But
they said
film.
It's like the largest grossing South African movie of all time.
What's number two?
I have
District
no
idea. District 9. And then Chappie.
Yeah, District 9.
Because I think that's the only ones that I know from South Africa.
But Roger Ebert gave it like 3.5 out of 4 stars.
When I was a kid, I don't want to like encourage anybody to see it now because it might suck. But as a kid, it was freaking hilarious.
It sounds hilarious. Like a tribe is like basically worshiping a Coke bottle.
A Coke bottle. An empty Coke bottle is
that
their
falls
god.
Out of the sky.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
And that's all they talk the whole time.
It sounds like a best of show or something like that.
But as a kid, I guess I just maybe assumed it was real. And then I brought up the point where I'm like, there's two of them. There's also The Gods Must Be Crazy Part 2. And then Nick's like, you idiot. If it's a documentary, you really think they have a sequel? Solid point. Not the brightest man. And I'll give you another example of why I'm not the brightest man. I had a very interesting incident that happened in an elevator just recently.
Uh-oh.
Just last week, man.
Uh-oh.
I'm just not always playing with a full deck, especially after doing our show and being half awake.
A little frazzled.
I'm fried. And so across the street is where I park. And so I take the elevator up to where my car is, because unlike most parking garages that go down, our parking garage goes up several flights. Like it's like 6 stories of parking garage. And then above that is the Amazon.com headquarters.
Whoa.
And I think Nordstrom might be based in...
Yeah, me neither.
Well, if you see a lot of people walking their dogs, it's because...
It's them.
And at that office, at least, you're allowed to bring your dog to work, which how awesome would that be?
That's pretty sweet.
BJ would lose his mind.
You can bring yours to work. You
could
bring
Lulu. That would be fun.
You could do it, I think.
Yeah.
Because we've seen other people with dogs, and other than BJ, bitching and moaning a little bit.
Mm-hmm. If John Lovitz could bring his dog in.
Totally.
Dude, Jerry was the coolest dog.
Jerry had the best underbite.
Yeah, Jerry was awesome.
Jerry.
They can't see him, man. It's a podcast.
That's right. They can just picture him. I'm Jerry. I'm Jerry. Jerry here. I'm John Lovitz. A bitch. Get it?
Yes, I got it.
Cool. So I'm in the elevator, and there's a woman in the elevator, too, and you'll know exactly where I'm going with this as soon as she has a dog in there with her, and we're going up the elevator, and we hit my floor. And just as I'm about to walk out of the elevator, and mind you, the girl that was in there is very attractive, but so that helps add to the weirdness of this whole situation. About to step foot out the door. Well, apparently the dog also was about to go out the door, but I didn't notice the dog because it was a little dog. And she goes, "Stay." So I stop.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm like looking at her, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then I start like walking back out. She goes, "Stay." I'm like, is this like one of those, like, I never thought it would happen to me.
Penthouse Forum.
Penthouse Forum. Hot chick telling me to stay. Needs that one last look in my eyes. And then I'm like, and then she like looks down at her dog like, okay, guy's getting creepy looking at me. Because I'm like, I don't know what to do. You want me to stay. What do you want from me? And then I look down. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Did you break the uncomfortable silence?
I said, cute dog, and just left.
I would have been like, damn, I thought you were talking to me.
That's funny.
And it was so quick and so stupid, but it was like that moment where you're just not used to being in an elevator where somebody has a dog.
And then you just walk out, and then like 3 seconds later, like after the doors close, you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And you're still trying to process it.
And I'm thinking, God, that woman's probably going up to her office and just making fun of, like, this creepy bald guy just stopped in his tracks and stared at me. And I couldn't understand why until I said, stay again. And he thought I was commanding that he does not move. Good thing she didn't say sit.
If you would have sat, that would have been amazing.
You know, that would be, I could see Toppy doing that as a spoof on somebody.
I think I'd do that.
You talk to people in elevators.
I do. I like to. That's creepy. I know people don't.
Yeah. Toppy's like all about it.
Specifically just to creep people out.
Toppy's like my mom on a bus. She'll go on the bus and she's best friends with everybody by the time that bus rides
over. I'm not like that on a bus or on a plane. I don't want to know the person next to me on the plane.
Really?
Because elevators are short.
Yeah, because it's a short thing. Mm-hmm. Exactly. A checker.
What about a flight to Spokane? It's not that long.
That might be too long.
She was hot.
I hate checkers, man. They're always trying to make small talk and stuff.
But that's okay with me.
See, no, my mom, she gets into like an hour-long conversation with the checker. I'm like, Mom, we're done bagging groceries.
It's funny you say
they're
that.
They're already doing other people.
We were at the, I was at the Hagen's. My wife was still in the car when I went through, and I should actually find the picture so you can see what I'm talking about so you know I'm not crazy. The woman starts talking to me, and I don't think she realized the whole time she's talking to me, let's see if I kept it, there's a, as you can tell, because this, there's a giant mascot of a squirrel behind her.
Yes, there is.
Just hovering behind her. So I'm trying to have a conversation with the woman while not, like, and I'm like giggling. And she's like looking at me like, what's the big deal? And, like, there's a,
that's amazing.
There's a mascot squirrel that's standing right behind
her. Trying to show.
Is it giving away coupons or anything?
No, but they were giving out food samples or something.
Nice.
French toast.
Some nuts?
I was hoping for nuts. God.
That would have been awesome. No, he was just kind of waving
toast.
The little kid in the picture is totally into it.
Oh, the kid loves squirrels.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell?
I want some French toast.
That's my kid, Toppy. I don't know if you know.
Is it?
Yeah. I bring a kid to
He already won the contest there, Top Shelf.
I just been waiting to break the news, and this is the way I wanted to break it. Toppy, we have a child. He's about 3 years old, and I go shopping with him. I won the contest.
That's a nice shot.
Good for
you.
I want to say hi to our buddy Stevie. He's in the studio. It's been a while since we've had you on the ST. We've never had you on the Mixcast, and you'll never be on the STP cast again.
No.
Welcome aboard, my man.
Thank you very much.
It's fun having you in because I was going through the Facebook page. Just type in Mixcast, and you can find the Facebook page. And I'm looking through like things that people are talking about, and we will definitely talk a little bit about the baseball game in a second. But Stevie, you brought up something, and I wanted to kind of chat with you about this because I agree this would be a brilliant idea. And you said, I can't remember who said it, who brought it up, but Rachel Barley, Ayla, the cam girl, Red, the stripper, and Crazy Sherry need to have their own podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Or have all four of them in the studio, turn the microphones on, and leave the room for about 30 minutes to an hour, play it back, make the necessary edits, and release it to the world.
I wouldn't want to edit that.
Yeah. You just don't edit it.
Call it Naked and Crazy.
There you go. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
So you approve of the Rachel Barley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't believe
it. I cheer my friend on to her, and he's like, do you know her? I'm like, no. But last week when you had her on, I was cleaning some of the stands in the stadium, and I was listening to that whole podcast.
Oh, like, nice.
I gotta get back to work. Sorry. That was made the day go faster.
Yeah, you go clean some bathrooms in between the bleachers.
Negative. Negative.
That's not sour cream. No. Sorry.
That's crema.
Thank you for the quiche too.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Welcome.
Yes.
You're
welcome.
How are things going with you in the world of cooking, my man?
Good. You know,
what was the last thing you destroyed?
Destroyed,
like burnt, just wrecked.
God, you know, I don't remember.
Creme brulee.
You know, I've not really cooked a lot since school, so.
Hmm.
But burnt. I probably have Tombstone Pizza.
I don't mind a little burnt on a crust, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I never told you the reason I went to school.
Oh.
Him.
Top Shelf?
Top Shelf.
What'd I do?
He said, I told you
if you want to be my man, you got to get an education.
No.
Learn how to cook.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a sandwich.
Bitch, I need dinner made and breakfast.
Let the man speak.
No, it was a few years ago when you were playing Fantasy Survivor.
Right.
And I've told you this story. And
I have a bad memory.
Of course. You're eating edibles.
Ever since I met Mono Nick, I can't remember anything.
Well, I got to go watch an episode live because I was always streaming it.
Uh-huh.
So I went upstairs. I saw the commercial for Le Cordon Bleu, called, checked out the website. Guy called me back a day and a half later. I went up to an open house. 6 weeks later, I signed up. I walked out like, what the hell am I doing? So I got to thank Toppy for giving me this. Just, if I didn't watch the commercial, I don't know where I'd be now. So I got to thank you, Top Shelf.
That's awesome. You're welcome, man.
Toppy gave you a little kick in the ass.
That's right. Said, hey, Stevie, you get in there and get in the kitchen and make this man some breakfast.
I know, man.
Which Cordon Bleu did you go to? The one on Lake Union?
No, Tugwell.
Oh, okay.
There's no, that's a different place in Lake Union.
It's called Cordon Bleu.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Right down there. I drive by there and smoke bowls down by there. It's about a half a mile from my apartment.
There's only one. It's in Tukwila.
Yeah, there's only one.
I'll find out what it's called then.
It's called something else.
Probably Chicken Cordon Green.
Art Institute?
No.
Because that's down by the water.
Yeah.
I went there for a year.
Nice job.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Doesn't mean I graduated.
What was your question, Steve? I forgot.
Rachel Barley.
Thank you.
I believe you approved.
Yes.
Yeah, getting a lot of great feedback about Rachel Barley, which is always fun.
Gosh,
and
she's always fun.
Gosh, man. She's got some good snaps up there today. Rachel X Barley.
Snaps.
Yeah, they were good looking.
I can show it to you.
P.S.
Has she posted any of the KSW?
Snaps. Oh, yeah.
The next day.
Oh, nice.
You know where, if you want to find the picture of her with the pasty, because she only put it on her Snapchat. Now, you know, once it's gone,
right.
It's gone. If you go to Ladybug Espresso's Instagram page.
Okay.
They've got it there.
Lady.
Oh, she's got a new snap up. Let's look at it, Nick.
Let's do it.
All right, ready?
Oh, wait, I'm not Nick.
You're not Nick. You don't
Damn
get
it.
To see it. See, now it's going to be gone. You're never going to get to see it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's pretty awesome.
That is an amazing.
She likes to shake
Whoa.
Her
butt. She wears really, really small panties.
Wow.
Or bikini bottoms, sorry.
Those are hard floors.
Is it time for coffee today?
No, I'll show you.
Get a coffee?
Right. Oh, this is the one that that's her booty. That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
Booty. Everywhere.
I saw the one where she's putting her pants on.
Oh, there's that one. That's what she's wearing today.
Ooh, booty shorts. Good morning.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Man. Jeez.
She does like a good job.
She's got a tattoo.
She shakes it where?
Right? Is that a tattoo down there?
I believe that is a tattoo.
Nice.
Hey, before Hey-o. We get to anything else, I want to let everybody know it's official. We're going to be going down to Tacoma, to Cheney Stadium, on June 27th.
Nice.
Hopefully all you douches can make it out, the first official Migs cast party. And we'll be hanging out in the outfield, Rev.
Yeah.
Catching fly balls and home runs.
Oh, I should bring I don't have a mitt. I should get a mitt.
You should, because where we're going to be situated, it's called the R Yard, because it's the right field, I think.
Okay.
Is that is right field on the third baseline, or is that left field?
That's left field. On the
okay. So I don't know why it's called the R Yard then, because it's on the left field side.
Probably where King's Court is at.
Kind of.
So it's probably the same area close by.
And
there's
the Rainiers, so just
that's
the
why
R
Rainier Yard.
Yard.
Thank you, Rev. You're smart.
Like, is it?
Stay. Oh, yeah.
It's a Rainiers game, not a Mariners. Duh.
Yeah, right?
So anyways, where we're going to be situated, I guess during like batting practice, because they're all just cranking home runs, you'll have plenty of opportunities to catch home
Sweet.
Run balls, which will be kind of fun, and hopefully during the game as well, while they take on Top Shelf's favorite team, the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Chihuahua.
If it wasn't completely disrespectful, I would represent, but...
Right.
I'm with you, Rainiers.
I know. I was like, I got to
drink a bunch of Rainiers while wearing a dog costume. Do it. Do
no,
it. Do it.
No. You got to drink Coors Light because we're doing Silver Bullet Saturday, Rev.
That's right. Oh, nice.
What it is a Coors Light promotion that they do on every Saturday when the games are going down. So we're going to be going down to the one on Saturday, June 27th. It's at 5 o'clock. $20. Get you a ticket, a t-shirt, and a cold beverage. And you know what kind of beverage I'm talking about.
It's a hell of a
Donkey
deal.
Donkey juice.
That's what I'm saying, dude. And show up early because they've asked for us to supply the playlist. So we're going to be putting together a playlist of all the rock songs, and I'm going to try and squeeze in a few Migs Cast centric songs, maybe like The Last International and some other groups as well. We'll try and sneak some bands in there as well amongst the big rock hits.
You should do the Black Keys, Howlin' for You, because it's got some baseball lines in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, it does.
Well, we have a thread on our Facebook group
page.
I'll
put it on there. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm slacking.
Seriously, you should apologize. God,
such a douche.
Slacker.
So if you want to get tickets, just go to the Facebook group page. I put a link. Or just go to the Rainier's website. When you go to that day, all you have to do is go on the map and you click on the section that says Our Yard in the left field section. And it's a GA, so there's no assigned seating. I think it's 21 and up because it's alcohol-based, so
booze,
apologies.
Yeah.
But if you come on down to the game and you're not 21, wave us down. We'll leave the section, come find you, and hang out for a bit, and be sure to say hi as well.
It'll be fun to go. I haven't been to the Cheney Stadium, oh my gosh.
Since the renovations?
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I used to live in University Place, so super close, and go see Rainiers and, gosh, Tacoma Tigers games, mm-hmm. like all of that stuff. So it'll
Louis.
Be fun to go back.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it. Hopefully, at that point, Jesus Montero is actually in the big on the Mariners, but because he's just ripping the skin off that ball, right? That's ripping the leather off the ball.
Yes, I'll take the cover.
Okay, ripping the cover off the
skin,
ball.
Yeah.
Rip the stitching out.
Yeah. I mean, it is technically skin.
I mean, removing the skin off the sack. I don't know.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Yeah.
Last time I went to a Rainiers game, Steve threw out the first pitch, and I blew the video.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that sucks.
He blew the video. We had
I never pushed start.
So he's filming. And as soon as we finished the first pitch, he came running over, still filming, and it was me and the catcher. I can't remember who was the catcher for the Rainiers. And we did a quick little interview, and the catcher was hilarious, making fun of me and how, like, you know, he's like, well, you got it over the plate. I give you that. But, you know, not a lot of gusto on that pitch. It was awesome. So I'm like, oh, that was priceless. That was some great video. And then Toppy just looks at me and goes, I never hit start.
Yeah. What I did was I pushed stop, and then it started.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, wait.
What happened? I've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like pictures. It was like me trying to take photos of my discs this weekend, and I'm taking video instead of photos. And I'm like, oh, that's not going to work. Yeah. Damn it.
Sometimes I do that to my buddies. I'm like, hey, can you take a picture of us? I'm like, sure, no problem. And I switch to the video and I just start filming them. And
I just
wait until see how long it goes until they're like, did you get the picture yet? I'm like, oh no, I'm filming you.
One of the videos from Toppy's birthday this weekend that I posted up on the Migs Cast was one of those where he's like, Toppy thinks it's a photo, so he's standing there.
Oh, that's why.
And then he moves again slightly after a little while, and I'm just videotaping the whole time, and Jackie's in the background singing the SpongeBob theme, so at least that was there.
I was trying to figure out why isn't Toppy talking? I thought SpongeBob talks.
No, he was posing.
Toppy, tell everybody what happened this weekend.
That was amazing.
I just had a party at my house, and it was a SpongeBob theme because the NASCAR race was the SpongeBob 400 on Saturday. Yeehaw! And
how did SpongeBob acquire the rights to that?
It was great.
Well, I think it's Nickelodeon, and then they chose SpongeBob.
Nice.
I don't know.
Just some cash.
It was the first year they've ever done it.
SpongeBob's rich.
Even the trophy was SpongeBob. It was pretty awesome.
It looked ridiculous. Like, they had, like, one of the walls was painted up all SpongeBob-y.
It was grass. That's all grass.
Oh, was that grass?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And then the best part, I think, was the SpongeBob car spun out and in the grass in the middle and spun out and landed on top of the SpongeBob giant. Like,
came to rest on the logo.
Yeah, right on the logo. Yeah. It was, like, perfect.
It was, actually.
Holy cow.
It was pretty cool.
Damn.
But I had a party, and it was a theme party, and we had a SpongeBob pinata and everything, and my father-in-law decided he would go over the top and make this gigantic SpongeBob costume, and so that's where the costume came from, and I put it on for a while and had a good time.
Okay, I was trying to figure out, like, did you buy that costume?
No, my father-in-law made it.
He made it
with his own hands
for you to wear.
Yeah.
That's a
love,
keeper.
Man.
You might want to keep that father-in-law.
Oh, yeah. No. I'll try.
The big news in the world of football, though, is everybody knows about Tom Brady.
Ha ha.
Right? I know.
His balls.
Him and his balls, and he lied to all of us saying that he did not cheat, and it looks like he did. There's all these conflicting reports. All I know, at the end of the day, he got suspended for 4 games, and he'll probably appeal it, maybe get 2 games. I don't know.
That's what everyone's thinking.
Right. Whatever.
It seems a little drastic per square inch.
I understand. I think if anything, that I hope that they revisit. I mean, is it that big of a deal? Like, every quarterback has a different, like, some probably like it really firm their balls, some like it a little squishy their balls. I mean,
no, that's what I heard. Aaron Rodgers likes it to the point where it's a balloon, like where,
so,
overinflated.
I mean, so, I mean, at that point, who cares? But at the end of the day, he did not follow a rule, and he has to be punished for
it. And they covered it up. That was the big thing, I think.
And he out not lied up. About it and laughed it off and was kind of a dick about it.
Yep.
Yeah,
kept their emails
like,
private.
Yeah, that first press conference where he was just making all the balls quips, and you could just tell it was totally tongue-in-cheek, and then he didn't take it seriously.
No,
he's
being
didn't
a
care.
Snarky jerk about it.
Yeah.
And he refused to like let people see his cell phone.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, what kind of pictures does he have of Giselle on that phone?
Did you read any of the text messages between the ball handlers?
Didn't it like say something like
they're like F Brady.
Yeah.
Screw that guy. I hate that guy. And they're like, dude, they're like, make sure Brady puts a couple extra pairs of shoes down there, size 12.
Wow.
Like, yeah, like the ball handlers were seriously
hating on him.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of got thrown under the bus.
Yeah, there was a 240 page report that was put out on this.
Damn.
Yeah. We're not talking about steroids or anything. We're talking about deflated balls.
Yeah.
240 pages on that.
Hey, man. Rules are rules.
Yeah.
But it did lead to something pretty awesome. And said somebody did take that audio that Rev you were talking about where he kept talking about balls.
Nice.
And decided to auto-tune it.
Of course.
Oh, great.
And turn it into a song. This has been around for a while. I have not heard it, though. So I'm excited to hear this. I just grabbed it, hit record. But the clip that I heard, I think it's going to be a hit song again, if it hasn't already been one. But it's called Those Balls Are Perfect. You can find it on YouTube if you just do a search for that.
To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin, and some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. I choose the balls I want. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I feel the lace, I feel the leather. I wouldn't want anyone touching the balls. I would zip those things up and lock them away. Some days one ball may feel good, the next day it may not. I want to be very familiar with the equipment that I'm using. This is an ISIS. No one's dying, but this is a very important thing. Because to me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for
myself. Just gets better each verse.
Anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them. You gotta squeeze them.
It's a hell of a melody.
To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them.
Here's the best part.
Squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them. You gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
6, 7, 8!
I grab it. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Wow.
It's inspiring.
Zip those up and lock them away. To me, those balls are all perfect.
It's like a Flaming Lips song.
Yeah.
Like I said, I had no...
Hey, we're the robots.
Yeah.
Right?
Joe Jimmy.
Yeah. It does kind of have that feel to
it.
Oh, Tom Brady. If anything, you gave us a great song, and I appreciate that. Now there's on his YouTube, people have done like acoustic versions of that song and different things going on with that.
I like a little auto-tune on that. It's
I
fun.
Like the backup vocals.
Yeah.
The other thing that's going on in the world of music that I wanted to get to before we get to all the emails, the voicemails, and the text messages is Guns N' Roses are in the middle of a controversy, you boys.
What?
Uh-oh.
Apparently, I like these things because it's kind of fun to hear, and it just shows that there's only so many chords in the musical language. And over time, sometimes certain songs sound similar to others. Or who knows? Maybe they were inspired by this song. I don't know. I guess it depends on who you want to talk to. Because from articles I've been reading, both of these bands have shared similar management, been on a similar label. So there's allegations that Guns N' Roses and their hit song, Sweet Child of Mine, ripped it off from a band that was put out a song back in 1981 called Unpublished Critics. The band's called Australian Crawl. That's a quality name. Now, for those of you that don't know the Guns N' Roses song, okay, I don't know who out there doesn't, but here's a sample of Sweet Child of Mine before we get to the alleged original version. These balls are perfect. Now, pay attention to this part. This is kind of like where the allegations are coming from. It's the vibe of this verse. Okay, so you guys know that song. You're familiar mm-hmm. with it. You get the feeling.
Never heard it.
All right. All right, so the band, again, is called Australian Crawl, and this song is called Unpublished Critics. And so some people are thinking that maybe Guns N' Roses might have been a little influenced by this song. It's kind of weird.
Wow.
Now, at this point, I'm like, this part kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's like moments where you're like, I don't know if we are hearing it because the allegations are out there.
See, that's right. That's my problem with it is because I don't have that ear
right.
to be able to like put two songs one after another and be like, oh, they sound the same. Most of the time, I just miss it completely. So, but if it's brought up, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can kind of hear that. But I don't know if I would have actually brought that to attention. Like if I at any point have heard those at different times and been like, oh, that one.
Yes, if I heard that song on the radio, I don't know if I, up until reading these articles, I don't think I would have ever been like, wow, that's Guns N' Roses. But when somebody says it and now it's planted in my head, I'm like, oh, okay, that part kind of does have the swagger.
It does now that I've been told.
Yep.
Like, Duff's bass is like double or three times as fast as that one, but it still's got that same little groove going on.
That's it, the groove.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, you mentioned Duff, and he was just recently... I feel bad for any celebrity that walks one foot in Hollywood because of TMZ, the paparazzi.
Oh, yeah.
They're all up on everybody's D's, man. They're just seriously, that's all they do. They just wait for somebody. So Duff's signing autographs for fans because Duff is a good dude, right?
Yeah.
So then as soon as he locks eyes with this TMZ guy, Duff just hightails it into the car. Like he's just like, F, I got to get out of here. But the guy, of course, asks a question about that song. And I don't know if you can hear it, but we'll listen to this. And if not, I've got the article, so we could kind of go a little bit more into depth about it.
Duff, real quick, man. I know it's raining. Real quick, TMZ, come on. Have you ever heard of the group Australian Crawl, man? They're claiming that they originally wrote Sweet Child of Mine.
They did.
They did? Nah, they didn't. We know they didn't write it, Duff. They did.
Here's what you want to hear. They did.
And slams the door shut, and he's got the biggest poop-eating grin on his face as he's in the car. Like, that's all I'm giving you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
You got your soundbite.
I like how that guy's done. Like, I'm TMZ, like as if that's going to make Duff stop. Like, Duff's not that celebrity
wait,
you're TMZ. Let me talk to you.
Wait. We ruined lives. Come here.
So come here. Straight from Duff's mouth. They did rip off Australian Crawl. All right, let's just do the voicemails, the text messages, and the emails, Toppy.
It's the Mixcast Merch Sanchez.
As of right now, that's all we got from Ziggy, but eventually we'll get some other ones.
That's okay. That was good.
Stevie, since you are a guest in our house, what would you like to hear?
Let's go voicemails.
Voicemails. Right. I believe we only have one.
Oh, darn.
Better be Ricky.
Hey, it's Carmack.
Damn it.
I don't know if it's too late. Tuesday morning. I just wanted to wish Toppy happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And if it's the week after, though, then happy birthday late. Anyways, happy birthday to you.
Oh, quick, turn it off.
Happy birthday.
Turn it up.
We'll have to pay royalties.
Shut up. He's singing happy birthday to me. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Bye.
Happy birthday.
That was sweet, Carmack.
That was touching.
Thank you.
And that, my friend. Oh, Stevie, what
no,
you got?
No, no, did you hear what Slash said about possibility of Guns N' Roses? He said, never say never.
I like, did see that.
I'm like, oh, whatever.
You know what? And it's one of those. He was saying is like, never say never, as like.
That's a frustrated fan right there.
That is. Man, but I feel you.
It was the never say never of like. No one's ever going to stop talking about it. Right. So I'm not going to say no. But come
but
on.
I hate that guy.
Pretty much, yeah. But that guy can S a D right. over there, you know? And right. it's like,
I'll say yes if Axel's not involved. Yeah. I would still, I mean, that is obviously like the ultimate band reunion. That would change, I don't know if it would change the world, but it would definitely make the world happy.
Yeah.
You think now?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long would it last? That's the question.
One show.
Yeah, one show.
One
yeah,
show.
They could just do the Super Zeppelin Bowl. One show thing. If it's a Super Bowl, that would be the worst place
I agree.
To do it.
You're right. But the Super Bowl would be a great way to kick off a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we're making a statement. We're back, and we're hoping we can make it through an entire tour. But I agree. Like, a Led Zeppelin one-off show would be huge.
Do you think the Super Bowl could do something like, say it's going to be Beyonce. Maybe pick someone that's already done it before, like Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Say,
Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, Beyonce is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show this year. And then when the second quarter ends, out comes Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
that would be sweet.
Like Beyonce really is nowhere to be found. It wasn't ever about her. It was just a smokescreen.
It would be funny if it was like Beyonce and like she does one song. And then all of a sudden, you know how like they always bring up all these special guests, and then it's like the entire band of Guns N' Roses comes up from the ground, and they're like starting the opening riff to the Australian Crawl, "Sweet Child of Mine," and all of a sudden, Axel just comes on out and just Beyonce. Maybe she joins like the backing singing, dancing vocalists that they usually have. That would be epic.
Either that, or have Beyonce start a song and then have Kanye come out and interrupt her and say,
"I'm gonna let you finish.
I'm gonna let you finish." But I just gotta tell you that Guns N' Roses is in the back and they want to come out and sing a song,
dude. If they could get Kanye to do that, that'd be amazing.
That would make people like Kanye for a minute.
Yeah, pretty much a minute,
maybe a minute. Yeah,
Toppy, I applaud you for that one.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I just thought of it.
1 minute,
dude. One show, and do it as a pay per view. They did it before. I remember paying, I don't know how many dollars when I was younger. We bought the pay-per-view. It was Guns N' Roses and Soundgarden.
Wow.
And it was you got to see both on the
Holy
pay-per-view.
Crap.
They do the thing, too, sometimes where you can pay to and go to a movie theater.
Yeah, the Fathom Events.
Yeah.
I
would do that.
I won a to go see Korn at a movie theater from the end. Oh, God. This had to have been like...
The end was playing. It's got to be forever ago.
The 90s, you know, the late 90s, whatever that was. And that was kind of a weird experience. I like going to concerts for the whole experience, and it's just not that in a movie theater.
No, but if it's a worldwide thing and you're
was
a super
there
fan.
There was I think
that'd be awesome.
I think two or three three people tried to and they got yelled at.
What?
Had to go sit down.
It's a rock show.
Son?
See, that's the problem. So you could mosh at your house at the pay-per-view.
Right.
And you can have your awesome speaker system and the great setup. Like if it happened at something like the Cinerama, I'd be down for. But you got to have one of those crazy IMAXs with the speakers and the insanity. But if you've got like a home stereo system?
Oh man. It'd be
just
awesome.
Rock it out.
They did that for the Big Four shows too. And
I remember that.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
I just think with a band like Guns N' Roses, if it's like if it's only one show, that's like I'd be willing to deal with it being weird at a movie theater just to experience it. You know what I mean? It's like one of
those. Yeah, how other way
like,
are you going? Unless you got a ticket to go.
Right.
You're not going to be able to experience that. And as a one shot, yeah.
And for all we know, the performance might not be all that hot from Axl Rose, so maybe it'll never be released on like DVD or anything like that. So that might be your only opportunity.
Yeah.
But pay-per-view still would be huge. I mean, they would make so much money if they did it on a pay-per-view. I know money's not the issue with them. It's...
Pride.
It's hatred towards certain members.
And some people can't hit those notes anymore.
I'm still willing to put up with it.
Yeah,
Duff. Lower them in the mix.
Come on, Duff.
Dude. Slow it down, man.
I just watched the Faith No More. They did a live webcast from a concert they did in Detroit, I think, on Friday. And it was like one of those Yahoo things.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever was in charge of mixing the audio, though, for that performance should be like sent back to school.
Uh-oh.
Like,
the vocals were too hot. And when you have... Mike Patton, it's okay. The guy's got vocals. He's got the pipes. Well, they did something pretty awesome during the show. They're like, okay, well, let's bring out our old lead singer, Chuck Mosley, to do a song. Which was like, as a fanboy, geeking out. I'm like, oh my God, he's doing one of their songs again. And he came out, dressed the part, wearing all white like the rest of the band.
Nice.
Clearly had a couple of drinks in him.
A little liquid courage.
And he already has a weird voice, and it's not like for everybody, and it's kind of weird and off, and it's got like kind of almost like a mumbly thing going. But I would imagine he had a few pops before he went up on stage, and he was slurring, and just, it was just, because it was so high in the mix, it sounded like
That sucks.
If it was like in the regular mix, I bet it's fine. Like at the concert, I bet he sounded awesome because he's got the wall of sound and it's not that big of a deal. But when all you're really hearing is a lot of vocals and then a decent amount of instruments.
Yeah, no.
It was painful, man. I felt bad for him. And even like somebody commented on YouTube about him. So it's like, this is why he's no longer in the band. He's drunk and sloppy on stage.
Yeah, how many albums did he do?
Two.
Okay.
He did We Care a Lot.
And Self-Title, maybe, or?
Introduce Yourself.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
And he was supposed to be singing with them for The Real Thing, but that's when they kicked him out while they were writing all the... They wrote all the music before Mike Patton joined the band, and then just threw him in the studio, and he just came up with lyrics. And
just killed it.
And, yeah, turned out to be their highest-selling record of all time. Yeah, it's crazy how that is. The least amount of effort.
You know what they're doing now, too? I was just thinking about it, because I experienced this. With the, like, the Oculus Rift... the VR headsets that they put on your head.
Uh-huh.
They also have the other ones that are just, you put your cell phone in front of like goggles basically, and it does the same thing. You can do that because I was watching a Paul McCartney concert because they have like a three. Yeah, I know. It wasn't good, Top Shelf. I'm just using it as reference because it was the concert I saw, okay? But they have like a three.
Toppy, don't hold back on your feelings with Paul McCartney.
They have a 360 camera so you can sit there and it's like you're at the concert, like right up almost on the stage,
because
you're looking around, you can see the crowd rocking out, you can look at every person that's doing, you know, whatever they're doing for the band. With Paul McCartney, it's a million people.
I'll be honest, sometimes I enjoy watching like a bootleg video more than like a pro shot video of a concert, because it's kind of like you're in the perspective of where you would be in the audience.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have this chance to get a close-up on the drummer, a close-up on the bassist. Sometimes it's kind of fun just to kind of witness it like a fan in a concert venue.
Yeah. And for this, it was awesome just to be able to look around and not be stuck on that one view, so you could be like, oh, the person over there is rocking out. Oh, that guy's picking his nose.
Oh, look at that girl. She's about to take her top off.
Yeah.
Zoom in.
Yeah, there you go. And that will happen at a GNR concert. You know that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we want to see the girls that are going to show their breasts.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Maybe like the second generations, the ones that are in their 20s now.
That's true. I think it's just trendy.
Most of them, I think I saw their breasts 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. They look good then.
They're back.
I'm glad to see you stop wearing a bra.
Still got that mole, huh?
And that hair. All right, that's all of our voicemails, Top Shelf.
It's the Mixed Cast. Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
The end.
Toppy, since you're the birthday boy, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear emails.
Emails it is. Okay, first email. Mixcast, what's up? I whipped up this bad boy in honor of your name. Ooh. TD4L, and it's from Jake. I have no idea what this is, but it's titled Emailed Audio About Migs. We'll see what happens.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
Steve Miggs.
That's brilliant.
My name is
Steve Miggs.
My name is excuse me.
Sounds like the guy too.
Steve Miggs.
Steve Miggs.
Steve Miggs. That was awesome. That's it? Yep.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Can we hear that again?
Thank you, computer voice.
Thank you, Jake.
My name is
and computer voice.
My name is
Steve Miggs.
My name is my name is
Steve Miggs.
My name is
excuse me.
My name is
Steve Miggs.
I like that he used three different voices too.
Steve Miggs.
Steve Miggs. Steve Miggs.
Steve Miggs.
Steve Miggs. All right, thank you, Jake. That was awesome.
I'm gonna have that stuck in my head.
I'm gonna have to listen to that again later. Yeah. This one's from Justin in Pacific County. He says, song intros. Been listening to the podcast for a few months now. Finally decided to get off my ass and email in. Here's the beauty of it all, man. You don't have to get off your ass. You can email on your ass.
Yeah.
Don't let that hold you back, my friend. A while back, you guys were talking about your favorite song intros, and after thinking about it for a bit, I have to say mine is In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3 by Coheed and Cambria. Starts off nice and slow, and then kicks in pretty heavy about 40 seconds in. Keep it classy and stay positive. Let's check it out. I love Coheed and Cambria, man.
And why don't you marry them?
Yeah.
I would, if they moved to Washington.
I remember standing on the side stage at the Gorge when they were coming off stage, and that big head of hair just went flying past me.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Gotta get out of this place.
30 seconds in.
It's about to get heavy, man. Just close your eyes and feel it. Selfie while this is happening. I've been snapping people throughout the mix cast.
Nice.
They're so, like, mathy.
Yeah. Like, I really like the instrumentals. It's just that voice doesn't do it for me.
It could be grating if you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Rush.
Yes, exactly. It's like a lot how you guys feel about Radiohead.
I think their tones are the best.
Bloop, 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 bloop. This is the type of band that if you're having an off day as a member of the band,
yeah,
you can really piss off the other members because everything is so, like,
intricate.
Right, yeah. And it's like, okay, we need to do this, and it's different than this, and there's no, like, I can't fake it.
Yeah, the time signatures are really weird.
Like, Billy, you screwed it up again. I almost want to keep it going just to piss Nick off because he doesn't like his voice. You know, it's funny because he brought up that song, and it made me think of an actual Coheed and Cambria song that I would definitely put up there as one of my all-time favorites for a great intro. You got a phone call there?
Sorry, no, it was an alarm.
Oh, for what?
For me to wake up yesterday.
Not working.
What?
So I could go to the dentist. Yeah, I set my alarm yesterday because I had a dentist appointment.
Were you
yesterday.
High when you set it?
No, I had to go home because we were off the show yesterday, so
yeah.
I came in really late again and all that crap. So I went to bed at like 4 or 6 in the morning. I forget when I left here. And then I just went to bed.
Oh, so that was just like an everyday alarm? That was
yeah.
Just okay. I thought you set it for today specifically, even though no. You were supposed to be there yesterday. I'm yeah. Like, well, you're kind of late, man.
Yeah, no, I set it yesterday. I just forgot to turn it off today.
Fair enough. This is a song that the NHL used for a minute. It's called Welcome Home. It's my favorite Coheed and Cambria song. So, Rev, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
This song, Nick, I almost feel like this one will get you pumped. Like, you're going to want to throw some discs after hearing this one.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
It's almost like Ziggy.
Facebook drama. In a world where people say stupid stuff on Facebook.
It's definitely epic.
Oh, yeah.
I just expect a coming out. Okay.
Well, maybe it'll happen this time.
Maybe it will.
That guitar riff is so damn good. Was this on Guitar Hero?
Or Rock Band, one or the other, yeah.
Yeah. Or Guitar Center. I'm sure
Guitar
they played
Center.
It there.
Someone played it.
Yeah.
Man, this is like metal. Like,
yeah.
Metal. Not Toppy's metal, though.
Orchestra metal.
It is orchestric, yeah.
Just that guitar riff is really good.
And now the part that Nick hates.
It's not exactly what Nick was expecting.
You choked off the shore. What's this song called again?
Welcome home.
One of our big hits.
Now, all of a sudden, he sounds like he took helium.
No, I like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I just feel sorry for the E string, man. They're just
wailing on,
hurting that thing,
oh,
bending
I know.
It.
Boink. There it goes.
It's a lot more digestible since you put the whole idea of Rush in my head, though.
Right?
Really?
There was a part of my life where I did listen to a lot of Rush.
Loser.
Did we figure out a way to make you like Coheed and Cambria?
Maybe.
Don't start crying again, man.
No, not on this one. Right. I don't know the lyrics that well. Simple Man makes me cry, though.
Wow.
This version.
Deftones? The only version.
Fair to that to Bad Company.
We don't have to shine that version?
No, it's good, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now he's just going to try and make me cry, you son of a bitch. Ah. Oh. God damn it.
In a world where a podcast has one goal, to make its member cry like a baby.
Just the song is just a bunch of feels, you know?
It's that voice.
I can't fight it, man.
Rev Holdnick.
I bet your enemy's crying.
Come on, my only son. Let's do it.
Uh-oh.
No, you don't want to.
Stevie's coming over.
Oh, man.
I'm sweating, Stevie. I'm just warning you. Thank you. I need to take this beanie off.
Oh, he's crying from the top of his head.
He's brought his cheese head for you.
That's awesome.
This is a good version.
Yeah, thank you.
Where's that real girl?
All right, 2 out of 4, of our, maybe 3 out of 4 or 5 of us. You like this version? Okay, 2 out of 5 of us like it.
That's all right. That's more for us to share.
That's right.
I just gave my opinion.
Plenty of Chino for us.
Yeah.
Rep, did you fart?
Yeah. That was
way
my opinion.
It. Nice.
Some of that quiche fart?
I avoided the quiche. I had an Egg McMuffin earlier, though.
All right. Next email. Let's get on.
Let's get on to it.
So good. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, no problem.
Someone get Nick a tissue.
Oh, Nick, this guy sent us a cover song.
I use my underwear.
Yuck.
Yeah, this guy by, the name of, guy by the name of Greg just sent us a cover song. Says, I'd love for you guys to try and guess who this is, LOL. I already know who it is because I sent me the link and I had to load it and I saw it before I could do all that, you know, so I'm out. I'm already out of this one. Although I don't think it's going to take very long for anybody to figure it out.
I'm going
to
win.
I bet Toppy will
win. Well, you can see what it is.
All I see is cover song guess.
Okay.
Yep, that's all it says on the title.
Oh,
guess
you're
who?
A smart guy.
I sometimes, you know, I might stay when a woman's talking to her dog, but sometimes I do know what I'm doing, Rev. This is the Migs cast, after all.
Truth.
Nothing but top-notch entertainment. All right, we ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new adventure.
Oh, Hozier?
No.
It's NWA.
No.
Or Ice-T.
No.
Alt-J?
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Wow.
Like, I know the song, but I can't think of the song. And I can't think of who's singing it either.
Oh, it doesn't matter about who's singing it.
Oh, I thought we were trying to pick who was singing the damn song.
No, just what song is it covering?
Oh,
I lost it.
Dr. Dre.
No! Oh my gosh, man. You guys are giving this artist too much cred.
I know it, but I can't.
Oh, check out the record while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice, baby!
That's right, god damn it!
That's right!
Mark Twain himself.
See, first I thought we were trying to figure out the artist. I was, yeah.
Right. Nah. Some guy by the name of Marty Ray just did a slow down acoustic version of Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice, and it's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's good jamming.
There you go.
the party is jumping with the bass kicked in, fingers all pumping.
Reminds me of that House of Pain song.
Jump Around?
Jump Around, yeah. I wonder how that is.
He did a great acoustic version of it. Okay. Everlast himself.
That's what I thought. Okay, cool.
I wonder if Vanilla Ice realizes how he's now become forever and ever the meme word to your mother on Mother's Day. It's all over Facebook. Different pictures of him, same line. Word to your mother.
I would hope he appreciates that.
It probably took a lot of years, but I think at this point, yeah.
He's got a great life. If he chooses to have it.
Isn't he in jail or something?
No, he didn't get in jail.
He was doing a DIY show.
Well, he's referring to when he got in trouble doing the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Stealing. Yeah.
He was stealing stuff out of people's houses.
Yeah, maybe he is.
In all fairness, the house was abandoned.
Okay.
I'm guessing not because his show is still on.
Okay,
and if it was a big deal, they probably would have yanked it.
Yeah, I mean, Duck Dynasty, look how fast that thing fell.
Because of all the religious stuff the old guy said?
Yeah.
Nice work. That's why you don't hang out with Terry Bradshaw.
No, that's why he should have kept hanging out with
right?
Terry Bradshaw.
He would have made you. Never mind.
He made Terry Bradshaw his bitch.
Right.
What? He did.
The guy from Duck Dynasty was the starting quarterback over Terry Bradshaw.
I didn't know that.
Was in college. Yeah.
Louisiana Tech.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funny?
That kicks ass.
Yeah.
He chose not to play football because it interrupted his duck hunting season.
Yeah, and it worked out for a couple years at least.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are rich as F.
Yeah. I know. What would Terry be doing now? He'd have a lot less rings.
Oh, your alarm's going off
I know,
again,
it's
Nick.
The snooze, Nick,
now what?
It's just in case I don't wake up.
I didn't realize this episode's that boring.
No.
Wake up, Nick.
I better go through and make sure all the other ones are turned off.
Thinking about an hour into this podcast, I might get tired and bored. Please set the alarm.
See, all the other ones are off.
All right.
You see how many alarms that I use, though?
Oh, dude, I've got so many alarms on my phone, too.
Well, you've got... Do you still have the real-life bell alarms?
I have two bell alarms, those hammer bell alarms, and then I have... Let me look.
Man, Michelle would literally murder me if I had those in the house.
And then I have an alarm set. That
actual
goes off.
Murder.
Yeah, oh, that's why I don't snooze.
Murder.
Like, I get one of them off, and God forbid that other one goes off, because I am in trouble. First one goes off around 2:20 in the morning.
God.
The other one's set for 3 o'clock. That's like a, hey, mother effer, get the hell out of bed.
Yeah.
Why'd you turn the alarm off? And I have done that. Not very often. Then I have my iPhone alarms. 3:10, 3:20, 3:30, and 3:40.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I have just an old radio alarm clock, but...
And it works?
Yeah, but I've got a system. Like, I'll hit it 3 times and then get up.
It's eating spicy food right before he goes to bed.
Dude, you know what, though? No, drink a big glass of water.
Yeah,
and you've got to get up, and usually it's about the time when I normally need to get up, or I can't, like, if I got to get up, I just can't hold it anymore.
That happened to me over the weekend. I woke up early, and I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom, and I didn't want to get out of bed, though, because I didn't want to start my day. I toyed with the idea of seeing how,
you know, how long you can hold it.
Then finally, I'm like, I've made this mistake before.
How far have you made that mistake?
I peed my bed last year. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told us about that. You had a very embarrassing revelation.
That's all of our emails, Top Shelf.
All right. It's the Mixed Cast Mercenter.
I swear, sometime soon, Ziggy and he's got a new buddy that he's collaborating with. They're going to get us some new music. So
we don't need that guy.
Kanye?
No. It's the Mixed Cast.
We could create a new one with GarageBand again.
Oh, we could.
Let's see how. I haven't even used this thing in forever. Where is it?
Oh, you got over that pretty quick. You were having fun with it pretty heavily for about a week and a half.
I was. All right, here we go.
I actually did one.
Yeah, you actually got me to.
You did one, Steve?
Do you have it?
It's kind of bad.
Oh, no.
Then we got to hear it.
Come on.
At this point, you can't say that.
Give me a second.
Shove it right in that microphone.
It's just stupid. I got bored. I got bored. And like, all right, that's it.
While you look for it, I'll record one right now.
You go ahead and do that.
So I'll be quiet for a second. Here
Thanks.
We go. Or should we, at the count of three, all of us go, it's the Migs Cast, and then pause and then go, messages.
All right.
Hey, you guys ready for doing that? All right, here we go. So 1, 2, 3.
It's the Migs Cast. Messages.
All right, let's see how that goes. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, turn up the volume.
I'm excited.
It's the Mixcast.
Messages!
It's the Mixcast! Messages!
Messages!
It's the...
Oh, hit the button. Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. Now how do I get back out of that? Oh, no.
How do I get out of this?
It's the Mixed Cast.
Oh, son of
how do I get out of this?
What the hell?
What the?
What the French toast? I have no idea what I just did.
Well, you do that. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. It's time for the Mixed Cast. Starring Steve Migliori, Top Shelf, the Reverend Fuego, and everybody's favorite, Mono Nick.
That's all I got.
Neat. That's awesome.
Thank you. I don't know. I was fooling around with it. I had one point where I had kids clapping and I had a booing going at the same time. So nice. I don't know what the heck happened. So you have my right. You have permission to use that if
look at
ever
that.
Needed.
All right. Let's try it one more time again.
All right.
All right. Because I don't know where it went and I don't know how to find it. So, all right. Count of three again. Same thing. One, two, three.
It's the Mixed Cast! Messages!
All right, you ready?
I think so.
It's the Mixed Cast! Messages!
It's the Mixed Cast!
Messages!
It's the Mixed Cast! Messages!
Oh, yeah.
How is there a dog barking at the end?
I don't know.
You just add that?
No, I went...
okay, because that sounded like a dog bark.
It's the Mixed Cast! Messages!
I feel like old school or whatever that movie was. Psilocybin.
We're going streaking.
He shot me in the face or the neck.
Stifler, I love it.
So high right now.
It's the Mixed Cast.
Well, we could jam one of these days, Stevie.
Oh my goodness!
Oh boy, that's awesome. All right, what are we doing now? Rev, you pick.
Texts.
Yes.
Oh, phew. Was it voicemails? We already had one of those, Stevie.
This one. Actually, it's from Stevie.
Hey, Stevie.
Would you go see either Motley Crue or Rush on their final tours? The one who made your breakfast wants to see Rush.
I'll pick Rush.
I would pick Crue because I've never been to a Crue concert.
Oh,
they got the roller coaster at this point, right?
Yep.
I would want to see that ridiculousness.
I've seen Crue a couple of times, so I'd have to go with Rush just so I could say that I've seen Rush live. Toppy?
There's no way he's going to pick Rush.
This is
you
tough.
Don't know that.
Oh, I know
Toppy's a big Rush fan.
No, this
that
is
guy?
Tough, man.
Counterparts, man.
That guy knows Rush over
2112 all the way.
Maybe they should, like, tour together and I could just go.
That would be the weirdest crowd ever.
Yeah, because yeah.
There would be a little
who?
Mingling.
There might be a riot amongst everybody.
they don't even share the same drugs.
I'll go with Rush. But.
See, I told
reluctantly,
you.
Reluctantly, because I want to see Crue, too. But then I don't have Crue tickets, and I haven't really done anything about it, so I don't know.
You're not a real Crue fan, are you? Look at that.
Oh, I am, yeah. But I don't have Rush tickets either, and they're
49% Crue.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Next text says, F Megadeth. Sorry, Toppy. Love you.
Why? I don't love Megadeth. I'm not a fan of Megadeth.
I love Megadeth.
Good for you. I'm not. They got like two cool songs and the rest is...
B-Cells, but who's buying?
That's a good one. Have you seen them live?
No.
Yes.
I can imagine that they're not very exciting to watch
they
live.
They play a lot of notes.
Yeah. That's what they do in their band.
Yeah, really quickly.
It's not like they're the Ramones and then when they get up on stage they decide, we're going to play extra notes.
I mean, it's just kind of like, after a while, you know, after a while, it kind of gets a little grating when all he talks. And, you know, oh, I don't know.
Dun it, dun it.
You can kiss my ass.
I don't know. Not my favorite.
Since the podcast is from Taylor, since the podcast has a new name, does that mean Pumpkin Butt needs a new name too?
Probably.
I would like to say yes, but knowing all the TDs out there, I would rather not.
I like Pumpkin Butt.
It's a beautiful name.
I don't like pumpkin, but
it's
but
very
just
seasonal.
Yes, it is. And just a pumpkin spice.
Can we at least use it for October?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
So only in the month of October can Rev be considered pumpkin butt.
Okay.
Fair enough.
The concessions I make.
Can we reference you as the artist formerly known as Steve, the producer? I've grown up knowing you as STP. What will we all do? Ha ha, whatever floats your boat, I'm cool with. That's from John. Well, thank you, John. Unlike somebody who I met at before the Mariners game, who made it a point to sit me down, and not sit me down, but stand me over, and that didn't sound right, came up to me over. And just said, I always known you as Steve, the producer, and that's what I'm always going to call you. And I just looked at him, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to say to that?
You do you.
Right.
But you're wrong.
Like, I don't get that. Like, look, if you don't necessarily like it, I can understand that. But when you're like, no, I refuse to accept this, it's like, well, it's not your name, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
Hey, Sally.
Right. What is it? What do the kids say now? Bye, Felicia. That's what I got to say to you people. Don't like it. I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like it. I understand that. But to come up to me and be like, I refuse to call you that. It's like, all right, then just don't talk to me then.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it really boils down to, I'm not happy with that name. I changed it. I didn't realize it was going to turn into this S-storm that it's turned into on our morning show.
Pretty amazing.
But I ain't complaining. I mean, I did not expect it to become Beat Migs. I figured, oh, we'll just keep everything the way it is and just... If I'm lucky, maybe our production guy will make some production things that don't say with Steve the producer. And all that's changed. It's kind of cool to see behind the scenes. Everybody's really kind of just taking the ball and ran with it. All in the name of
Migs.
Steve Migs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's something that you feel strongly about. Why wouldn't we back you up on that?
Well, it's cool that you say that because I did get a text. And this actually got sent to the radio station text line, but I forwarded it to ours so we could share it because I thought it was really cool. It's from James. He says he's a Titanic douche for life. Says, Migs, I have to say thank you. Thank you for giving me the confidence to stand up for myself at my job. I really like what you did with Steve the producer and wanted the change, and you made it happen. I'm 24 years old, and I'm slowly but surely setting my foot down at work. And that's from James. To me, that's like the ultimate success story. I'd rather...
Hell yeah.
40 people could come up and say, I refuse to change my... to call you Steve Migs. I'm going to call you Steve the producer, and I hate you for changing your name, but...
I hate you.
Right. Just for that one text, that's cool. I did not realize it was going to elicit an emotion that it has with some people, and I've gotten a few emails from people that have said that it's kind of hit them in a way of it being the story of, in their world, in their eyes, as being, hey, I don't want to be this anymore. And some people have joked and said that it's like radio name version of Bruce Jenner,
yeah.
Which I think is, I wish we would have thought this through to make it into something like that, have a whole special. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But it's cool that some people have taken it and have been touched by it.
But you guys are doing the same thing. You got to be true to yourself.
Yes.
And if you hate the producer, then why keep it?
Like the great philosopher Chris Cornell said, you have to be yourself.
Oh, yeah. He did that on one song, didn't he?
Be yourself. It's Audio Slave, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you'll ever be, man.
Life is a highway.
No, that was Tom Cochran. Life is a highway. I'm going to ride it all night long.
Yeah, man.
If
you're going my way.
My way.
I don't know the rest, but it's probably something about going all night long.
My wave. Full circle.
I don't even know if it's Tom Cochran. It's something like Tom Coltrane.
No,
you're right.
Tom Cochran.
Tom Cochran.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I got that CD for Christmas one year.
Speaking of, I did. Wow. I got the cassette.
Yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of Cochran, Curtis in Tacoma says, listening to all the ranting about Rachel Barley. I wrote the name down, found her on Facebook, sent her a friend request. She accepted it last night. The pics are amazing. Thanks for that. Can't wait to hear her on the Migscast. And I also started listening to the Megacast. Still catching up, but worth it. Rock on, douches. Stay positive and get 10 and suck it.
Bam.
Bringing it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rachel Barley. She's done good for all of us.
Man, those pictures are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a tad bit.
Wow.
Again, go to...
Jesus Christ!
No, it was Brock Lesnar, actually.
Do you still have the
I can find it again.
Yeah. Stevie, have you seen the picture of her with the Rocks pasties yet?
Hold on, Sam.
I've never seen somebody take their headphones off quicker.
Wait, it was Ladybug Express, all right?
Yep, Ladybug, because it's not on hers.
Ladybugs, wasn't that the one with Rodney Dangerfield?
Yes, and Sam's Jonathan Brandis.
And now it's Dangerfield's dead.
I think they're all dead.
Are they?
No, the kid committed suicide.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
okay. He was on Sequest.
Now we're back to suicide.
Full circle again.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it
happens. That's two. Psychics
with Chuck Norris too.
Oh, where did that damn picture go? Now Google Images is
Google it.
Man, I was looking at it a little too hard earlier.
Difficulty level. Oh, there's. I just saw a butt crack.
Whoa, that's a better one. But that's not it.
You guys are really bad at this.
I don't know what he's doing over here, but...
Who?
You.
I can't find the photo. I Googled the exact same damn thing I did last time, and it's not showing up. I don't know what to do.
I'm going to keep playing this song until you find it. Pressure's on.
Well, looks like it's going to be on there.
Come on, find it, Nick. Check your history.
Here we go.
Booties.
Keep going down. May 8th.
Oh, there's tears. There's
there
tears.
It is. I got it.
Oh, you made it before the chorus.
Look at that.
See, that doesn't even cover her nipples.
No, it's amazing.
You're welcome.
Top shelf, you are a genius.
Those are amazing.
It's just lady
just Instagram.
I need an escort to the bathroom.
Oh, my
goodness. No! Dude, the underboob on her is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Whoa.
All right, why don't we do some Facebook drama?
Oh, yeah. That's
hello.
Right there. Oh, yeah.
Let's Instagram.
In the days... There has always been one thing to join all the bitches together in their drama.
Bitches.
And that thing has always been left Facebook. And now, judge us.
That's terrible.
I'm sorry if I'm laughing.
Les Steve, Delos producer, shall bring us
the best time in here.
Of the drama from the Facebooks.
Oh, I guess I should hand these scripts out too. Here's one for the Rev, one for Nick.
Whoa!
One
there
for Top
Shelf. Bricks of.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this one. Probably gonna have to. What's up? Smell or just,
no? Okay. That's just a lot of words.
I had a creeper, so I was a little nervous.
Oh,
I had a creeper.
Facebook drama. It's an opportunity for all of us to point out the stupidity that's been happening on Facebook. And boy, oh boy, in the last few weeks, I've seen a lot of drama go down, man. From people that I never saw as being the type to put out that kind of drama, and I'm like on the fence if I want to. Use them because they're people that are close to the podcast, and I don't. No one in this room.
Oh my god!
But I don't know if I want to put them on blast because it's like they look really stupid.
Yeah,
we'll have to think it through.
Okay.
But this one is not somebody that I know personally. They just posted it up on Facebook. I must be Facebook. That's the nice thing about this job. We're Facebook friends with a lot of great rockaholics and listeners that we never met. Moments like this is where I wonder if I ever do want to meet some of these fine people that listen though, because this one is posted by a guy by the name of Chet. And
from Weird Science.
And it just keeps going down and down. Science! Finding me with science! Was that Kelly LeBrock or...
Yes. Kelly LeBrock. And who... God, I can't remember Chet, but he's a big guy. Bill Paxton?
Paxton.
Paxton was Chet.
Good
and that
movie.
Was awesome. It was a great movie.
At least back then. I'm worried these days.
Kelly LeBrock is in a half shirt showing underboob. There's no way that this movie can be bad.
It could be better if it was.
See, the TV show is what I watched.
You never saw the movie? Huh.
No.
Go TV show was pretty good, too, but...
Was it Vanessa Angel or something?
Yeah.
Man, I don't even remember the TV show.
It was neither. On USA.
Oh.
So that's
I probably didn't have cable back then.
It was early USA, so it was like...
Isn't that where I used to see the Rock and Roll Express on wrestling?
Yeah,
probably. So.
On a wrestling show on USA.
Yeah, because probably it's like, because they
it
had...
It was the WCW wrestling.
Could have been.
Yeah, or NWA.
USA had Monday Night Raw back in the day, but this is before
they
that,
still do,
I think.
Though.
Do they still?
Yeah, Monday Night Raw's on USA.
Okay, then it was...
It might have been like Tuesday Night Titans, or what was the one that... I don't remember.
I know.
We're going off
someone
the rails.
Yeah, anyway.
Wasn't there a Thursday Thunder or something?
Yeah, it was.
No, there wasn't.
Shut up, Toppy.
There's
you
a Thunder
shut
in
up.
Paradise.
It's my birthday.
All right. I'll play the role...
Cry if you want to.
Hey, shut up.
I'll play the role of Chet. Toppy, why don't you play the role of Brad since you're the big birthday boy?
Okay.
So, Toppy, you'll play the role of Brad. Rev, you will be Norma. And Mono Nick, you will play Gus, the stoner.
Cool.
All right. I got to get my swole on because Chet is a weightlifter. He's in good shape.
I have a great stacked body because I have discipline and dedication built into my DNA. I sleep with the hottest chicks because I have my shit together, bro. I have a great body, and I have a great career. Sorry, haters, but girls are attracted to those awesome attributes. I will never apologize for being me, and I will never apologize for being awesome or producing awesome results.
Wow. Brag much, bro? People hate you because you're a joke. You act like you're the coolest person on Facebook, but in real life, you're just an ass. Also, I've seen what you lift at the gym, and it ain't dude. My grandfather lifts what you lift, bro, and he's in a wheelchair. I hate obnoxious on Facebook.
Bro, you don't know what I lift. I can outlift you any day. You're just bitter because I'm cashing fat checks while you're just a fat ass. You wish you had my beast mode body, and you wish you got the kind of girls I got with. Hashtag quit hating.
Sorry, Brad, but I have to stick up for Chet. I know because I work at his gym. Chet puts up sick numbers at the gym. He is known throughout our gym as Beast Mode Chet because he is so on point with his weightlifting skills. You sound like a hater, Brad. Shut the f*** up and stop drinking your Haterade. Hashtag Beast Mode Chet.
All right, hold on. Before you keep going, is this really happening?
She
apparently.
She wrote weightlifting skills with a Z.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure
that,
we're
that
on.
That means it's legit.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Sorry. Continue.
Oh, please, Norma. You're only defending Chet because you want to sleep with him. Quit being such a public hoe. Chet has the best money steroids can buy.
Yeah, that was right.
Yeah.
If I had all my dad's money, I'd have a great roided up body, too.
If I had a dime for every hater that said I was on roids, I'd even be richer than I am now. You know my stacked body is natural. Don't be mad because this weekend I'll be having drinks with tens while you're laying your horse-faced girlfriend. Hashtag no.
Oh, Chet, you're making me LOL over here. You're so funny. His girlfriend does look like a horse. Hashtag always bet on Chet.
Bro.
Hold on. Again, what's up with Norma, man? What's
she
up with Norma?
Wants the D.
Always bet on Chet?
Always bet on Chet.
What gym is this so I can avoid it forever?
Most.
Sorry.
It's the apartment complex one.
Bro, you call my girlfriend a horse face again, and I promise you, you'll be the one with the long face. Shut up, Norma. No one asked for your dumbass opinion. You sound like you're in a cult, and Chet's your leader.
I'm so glad I checked my Facebook feed today. This is mad entertaining. I just ripped the bong so hard, I'm laughing my bass off. I mean, I'm laughing my ass off. Not my bass. Hashtag stoned as f***.
Dude, this is an epic one, man. I can't, like,
yeah.
Chet, man. I think you're all idiots.
Just Chet and Norma, Chet. Man. Wow.
Chet's just a douche.
Oh, my God. Like,
And Brad, sorry, dude. You got roped into that because you just...
Why did he even get roped into that? Like,
Brad,
he
had to respond
Brad's a moron
to Chet being
too.
A
exactly.
I couldn't take it anymore.
I just had it, man. I'm sick of you, Chet, and your muscles.
That's amazing.
And
right?
Norma, jeez, man, you sound like you just want to lay it down with Chet.
Just a gym ho.
Number one fan.
Always bet on Chet. That might be my favorite hashtag.
When I saw that, I almost spit.
That was amazing.
All right, well, that's today's episode of the MiGscast. Once again, don't forget to join us at the Tacoma Rainiers game. Go to our Facebook page, which is really simple. Just type in the MiGscast, and you'll find it. I have it pinned at the top. Let us know you're coming. Buy a ticket.
Yeah.
June 27th, Silver Bullet Saturday. For $20, you get a ticket, a t-shirt, a cold beverage. You just go to the map, click our yard, and that'll tell you where to get the tickets. The link's right there on the post, or just go to Tacoma Rainier's website. If you want to reach out to us, send us an email, themigscast@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail or a text at 253-271-4787. Stevie, thank you for coming in and bringing us the quiche.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you also for the Anthrax autograph. That was pretty awesome of you.
You're welcome.
And the cheesehead.
You're welcome.
Keeps getting better. Just thank you for being you.
I'll tell you a story later.
All right. For the Rev, Mono Nick, and Top Shelf, happy birthday, Top 8. Yeah. Woo! Sorry the strippers never made it.
Son of a...
That's what you get when you pay not much. All right, my name is Steve. This is the MiGscast. Thanks for listening. Stay positive and suck it.
to get when you don't pay much.
Yeah.